this was written by a man who was not looking death in the face. He was in his 40s when he wrote this. Mm. He had another 20 years to live. Mm. And that's there in the music, isn't it? There isn't Absolutely. The dirge-like quality to this.
No, Fauré had a real admiration for death. He found it to be a great release and a great thing to look forward to, which is why it's not like Verdi's Requiem. It's very, it's lovely and peaceful. And so I think finding that kind of depth in peace is what Fauré was going for.
His background was in religious music. He was the organist at St. Madeleine's for a long time. Mm-hmm. And this is literally a biblical text in part. There are composers who write religious music who are not religious. And then there are composers who are religious who write religious music who get very annoyed with composers who are not religious. Is it important to have some sort of a spiritual background to give this music its fullness, its full due? Or is that like saying you need to be in love to sing a love song?
Well, I mean, if you ever hear someone who is in love sing a love song, it's a little bit different, a little more full than someone who may just be putting it on. I know that whenever I sing Bach, it's full of this tremendous sense of spirituality that he had. And for me, it certainly adds to the event and adds to the moment. But I don't believe that you need to be religious in order to create a spiritual piece. I think you do need to have some sense of spirituality, but I don't think that you need to be very, you know, diabolically religious or anything. So.
And you mentioned the word diabolical, but the piece itself, it's been referred to as the Lullaby Requiem, mm-hmm. and it's not quite accurate. It's not going to put you to sleep.
There's only one section, really, that comes out in the Hosanna in Excelsis, and the rest of it is very innig. It's very gentle, and I think what Fauré would have hoped death would be. And I know that when, you know, in my little part, the Pia Jesu, I find it to be such a lullaby in itself, in requesting such a momentous thing, grant us peace, bring us peace. I think in other settings it can be quite a wail of grief or a wail of desperation. And this one, it's really more innocent and more clear and, for me, quite breathtaking. I get swept up in it each time.
And how much then does the context of what's come before, in terms of the actual performance you're in, mm-hmm. the ensemble you're playing with, the conductor, the chorus that's behind you, mm-hmm. you're sitting there obviously through the parts that you don't sing.
Mm-hmm. Have the best seat in the house.
Well, you have the best seat in the house, and you're also hearing everything remarkably well. Mm. How much is that permeating your performance?
100%, absolutely. I mean, if you take that piece out of context and just do it on a concert or do it in the practice room, it's a very wholly different experience. Sitting through those first three movements, you really get into a space of the piece itself and get into the spirit of the piece, and that informs the solo entirely.
Fauré was credited with being the composer who sort of saved the French chanson, or the early French songs, mm-hmm. that were really the provenance of German composers at that time. He had a great gift for song. He's a great melodist, yet a very unsuccessful opera composer. Mm-hmm. Any sense of why that might be?
Because I think the thing, I sing many, many of his songs. I find his melody to be terrifically enchanting to me.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah, I really love his language. His language is not operatic. His language is more subtle. It's got a lot of different colors, a lot of different flavors, but they're in this beautiful, sweet, perfectly packaged box that I think if it were to be on a large stage with that grand scope, I think you would miss a lot of the colors. It would turn into a flat gray. And I think having it be a small kind of a pearl necklace of pieces, I think really lets his voice shine in the best way possible, which is why I love that this Requiem is not particularly long. I love that it's not particularly big. The orchestra is not huge. It's everybody has a very clear voice, and the colors become so clear and so vibrant and so deep that it makes it a gem of a piece, a very small, beautiful gem.
And there's a lovely trick he's done in the orchestration in that he's using a large section of violas, mm-hmm. and leaving the violins a little bit in the background, mm-hmm. but the violins are playing in the dynamic range usually where the human voice is singing. So mm-hmm. he's giving a lot of room to the chorus and giving a lot of room to you. Is that apparent when you're on there, that you're not having to fight with instruments that are in your range.
Absolutely. There's no fighting. I also find that, you know, Fauré's music, like a lot of the French composers, found this really blue tone, this really kind of bluesy tonality. And with that, they're able to create this kind of blue, purpley kind of space from which to be able to sing, which is, you know, why the bass baritone, Philippe Sly, who's a delicious singer, his voice really rings in that tonality. And for me, having the higher register come out in the middle of it almost makes it sound more different and more ethereal than it would have if we had the violins right there on top the entire time. So,
you're going in to sing this now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you anticipate you'll be feeling when you come out?
Well, nervous a little bit because...
But at the end of the performance, when you finish your performance, is there a sense of being uplifted? Where are you in your head? Where are you emotionally coming out of something like this?
In these rehearsals, I have come out feeling quite calm and quite at peace and quite happy. I feel very, very much like I've been on a journey, but this music calms me in a way that I'm not sure much other music does. I find it to be so happy and makes me so contented. So I imagine and I hope that by the end of the Paradisum, I'll feel very calm and happy, almost as though I were, you know, meeting my own death in the way Fauré had hoped.
Finding acceptance.
Exactly. And peace and joy amongst a very difficult moment.
It's a wonderful attitude to have, and hopefully after we've heard you sing it, we'll be there as well.
I hope so, too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.